This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a couple of items that could be seen again next year.
This bill for members who were here last session will seem familiar, and I may get
it is customary to see certain legislation be introduced for any number of years in a row, and next year could continue this practice. During this year's regular legislative session, the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee heard several measures that did not ultimately become law. Among these proposals is Senate Bill 52. This legislation sought to change part of state statute overseeing what is known as discovery. Senator Tony Lukemeyer of Parkville, who also chairs the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee, is the sponsor.
Despite efforts by this legislature, Missouri continues to operate under the old rules in which there is no presumed limit on the use of various discovery tools. As a result, lawsuits in Missouri can drag on for upwards of 5 years before a case is finally resolved. Most attorneys will tell you that the single most time-consuming aspect of civil litigation is the discovery process. This legislation will bring Missouri in line with federal courts and the majority of other states that have already adopted some form of the federal rules limiting the scope of discovery.
There were several items included in Senate Bill 52, including requirement of proportionality, limits on frequency or extent of discovery and electronically stored information, limits on pretrial information and trial preparation materials, limits on interrogations and depositions, limits on requests for documents and other items, and limits on requests for admissions. While Senate Bill 52 was voted to pass by the committee, ultimately it did not receive subsequent action from the full Missouri Senate.
Bringing forth before you Senate Bill 66, this has several provisions.
Another measure considered by the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee this year was Senate Bill 66. This proposal sought to modify provisions relating to public safety and unlawful assemblies. During committee discussion, panel member Senator Carla May of St. Louis mentioned existing state statute that may already cover this topic.
Don't we already have in statute protection of our emergency responders and our police officers? We had a bill in the House that gave extended protection to, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, emergency responders and police officers. And also legislators, for a matter of fact, they added that on the bill on the floor. It was an amendment.
While Senate Bill 66 was voted to pass by the committee, the legislation itself was not part of full Missouri Senate discussion. However, elements of this bill were included in Senate Bill 26, which has since become law. Overall, Senate Bill 26 relates to public safety. In it, from Senate Bill 66, is language covering local law enforcement budgets, offenses ineligible for probation, and vandalism. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.